Welcome to the Quiero.com Spanish Property Podcast, where we interview people who recently purchased their dream home in Spain. They tell us what worked, what didn't, and what they'd do differently next time. I'm Beth Davison, and today I'm speaking with Sean from London, who purchased an apartment in Villaricos. Before retiring, Sean was formerly the chairman and CEO of 47 companies and has a total of 5 books published. So I'm really intrigued to find out which parts of his successful business mindset he found the most helpful when it came to buying property. Sean worked with estate agent Spanish Property Expert to find his dream home in Spain. Check out the show notes at quiero.com/podcast to find links and resources mentioned in this episode.
Hello, my name is Sean. I purchased an apartment in Villaricos, one which is run by Desert Springs a few miles away. And in fact, it was after a rather long quest to find somewhere to live. I've been meaning to buy somewhere overseas for about 20 years. My wife died 8 years ago, so I sold my main house and I'm now living in a cottage. And for the last 5 years, I've been going to different places to try and find somewhere to live. First of all, I went to the Moselle, then I went to Florida, then I went to Spain in Malaga at Nerja. Then I went to Algarve, and for various reasons, I looked at properties in each of those places and decided they weren't suitable. So finally, I was looking at the television and there was a program called Place in the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
And on it, the presenter was showing people around Mojica. So I thought, that's an interesting place, because I had heard that Almeria was about the hottest part of Spain. And what I wanted particularly, not so much in the summer when it would be hot everywhere, but I wanted something that would be not too cold in the winter.
Yeah.
Because what I wanted to do was to bathe in the sea. And I can bathe down to about 15 degrees, so that's possible. So anyway, what happened is, after this program, I thought, I know, I'll go and spend a week there. So I rang 2 agents, one of whom was Daniel, I won't tell you the other one, and I booked to spend a day with each of the agents looking for 3 or 4 properties in Mojica. Well, I did. I went down for a week. I said to myself, if I want to buy something, I'll buy it within a week. I'll make up my mind, and that's that. So I saw on the Monday, I saw 3 places with the first agent, and I didn't like any of those. There's nothing wrong with them, but it just didn't suit me. I found Mojica a bit sort of suburban and not a town, proper center. Mm. And the next day, I met Daniel, who turned up bang on time, my hotel, and we saw 3 places in Mojica. Well, I didn't like any of those either. I mean, I didn't dislike them. I didn't think they were entirely suitable. I thought about them.
Yeah.
And I said, no, what about somewhere outside Mojica? He said, oh, I know what. We'll drive up, going north up the coast to Villaricos. He said, I know there's a couple of apartments still available, one of the Desert Springs buildings. And we drove up there. I looked at the first one, which was on the ground floor, and I thought, this is rather nice. I'd like one a bit higher with the balcony. And went upstairs and thought, well, this is about right.
Amazing. So you just knew.
I said to Daniel, I'll tell you what, I'll think about it overnight. I've seen now 6 or 7 properties, and I'll tell you in the morning. So why don't we meet first thing in the morning, and I'll give you the answer. Well, sure enough, he turned up again on time, And I said, yes, I've chosen the one, that first floor apartment in Villa Ricos. What do we do now? So he said, well, I'll tell you what, we'll drive straight up to the office of Desert Springs, which is a few miles away. When I went there, both of the people there spoke English, so it was not too difficult for me. And I'd got a credit card with me. So I said, what shall I do to book it? They said, well, put a deposit down. I got on my mobile and gave them a deposit. I think it was 10,000 euros. And that was that. But obviously, I needed to have a proper look at the place again. So I went down with a lovely lady called Natalia, and we looked over the apartment. And she had a book showing all the sort of patterns that you needed for cupboards and what we needed. So I ordered cupboards, central heating, different types of cookers, washing machine, and that sort of stuff.
As in, you did it then and there with Natalia?
I did it then and there.
Oh, wow. You sound like a decision-making pro. This would take people months.
I know, I have always been decisive, but it served me well in business, and I've done very well there, so I can't complain. And I've always been, people always used to say I was firm but fair but very decisive. So there we are.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to mention your business background, because am I right in saying you were the SEO of 47 companies?
I've been the CEO of, dozens of companies, because I was what was called at the time a company doctor, and I would be recruited to go in and sort out businesses which were failing or needed changing.
Right. But so you mentioned, obviously, your ability to make decisions has been honed over many years of business. Is there anything else that you feel like you applied to the property search, to the property negotiations, perhaps, that was a business mindset?
No, I mean, it was all very straightforward. I mean, Daniel sorted it out very well. I mean, he told me what to do, and I did it. So
it was as easy as that.
and the problem was, of course, I did not realize that when you buy a new property, you have to have a license for first occupation. And I rang up Natalia about every month, and the license with the local town hall took 4.5 months to come through. They had to go and see it and check it and whatever they do. I didn't ask what they needed to do. I just wanted the license, because by the time the license came through, you were in lockdown.
Lockdown had happened, yeah.
And lockdown, apparently, was pretty awful in Spain. Daniel said he was locked up in his house for about 40 days or something.
Yeah, it was. It was stricter than in the UK, certainly. Are you in London, am I right in saying?
No, I'm out in the country.
OK, but you're in the UK.
Yes, I live about 38 miles from London.
Okay. So you were out there when you purchased it, and you made all of the decisions about the interior design, but yeah, you've not been out there since to see how it all looks now.
No. All I was able to do was to book some furniture, which was done, my son did it, he's better at that than I am. I chose it in England. And the branch in Madrid, we emailed them, and I paid by credit card, and they delivered it to the place. And Natalia found a firm to come and put all the bits together. It was one of those companies that supplied them in assembly form.
And they'll move you in, so it'll all be there, and it's all set up for you.
Yes, but it's only the main stuff.
Right.
Like tables, chairs, settees, and so on. All the rest of it I've got to find, and as soon as I get out there, I'm going to ask Daniel, who's very helpful, where to go to get it, and maybe he'll even take me to somewhere where I can get all the rest of the stuff I need.
Yeah.
You know, you need furnishings and bed linen and kitchen stuff and so on.
Oh, totally, yeah.
And, I mean, now, of course, not with my wife having died. I mean, I'm on my own because I'm also getting quite old. I'm nearly 89, so it's probably, so I've left it a bit, people would say I've left it a bit late to make a move.
No, you'll get out there and you'll enjoy it so much once you're there. Yeah. You'll enjoy it.
Well, I hope to live longer.
Exactly. So what is your plan for the future? When you can make it there and make all of these final decisions, how do you think you'll use the property? Are you going to live there full time or are you going to come back and forth?
No, definitely not. I'll probably go over for a month at a time.
Yeah, lovely.
Mainly in the winter because I don't like the winters here much.
Yeah, it'll be so much warmer there.
But my children will go out in the summer. So it's an ideal arrangement.
Mm. And have you got grandkids and stuff that will be using it?
Oh, yes, definitely. I've got 4 grandchildren.
Amazing.
The youngest is only 6 months old.
Oh!
So there's a big gap between my age and hers.
Yeah, how many years is that? 88 and a half.
88.
But it'll be fantastic. So they'll get to use it as a holiday home.
Yes.
You'll go and spend sort of long periods of time there in the winter just to get a nicer injection of sun. And do you think the swimming that you mentioned and the getting into the water, is that going to happen in winter? What's the temperature like over there?
Well, I'm told the water doesn't get much below 15 at that particular place.
Yeah, lovely.
And I can swim in 15. It doesn't much because I still row. I'm still a member of the local rowing club, so I row and swim.
Are you the oldest member at the rowing club? Is there anyone else in their late 80s who are still rowing?
No. No.
How amazing. I think it sounds great. I think your whole lifestyle sounds brilliant.
Well, there we are. I'm lucky, you see.
Yeah. So, and you've travelled the world, you travelled the world with her and through business, presumably you travelled a lot. So what is it about Spain, do you think, that's really captured your heart and that meant, you know, of all the places that you looked at, and you said at the beginning how many different countries that was, what was it about Spain that drew you in?
Well, I've always loved the Spanish. I love the environment. The village is more than the towns, because I like to be sort of slightly cut off in a small environment. And I love the food. You know, I'm a sort of top paella cook myself. And I, you know, the sunshine, the sea,
yeah,
the food, the camaraderie. I've got some Spanish. And I've written a book. I've written 7 books as well as my business career, 5 of which have been published, and one of them was on 4 languages, 3 Romance languages, Italian, Spanish, and also I included German.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
And so I wrote this book called Talk Your Way Around Europe, which is still being sold. You know, when I fly over to a place, I sort of mug up as best I can. One of the parts of the book is a 500-word vocabulary and different vocabulary for business and for buying food and eating out, which are the main things you need.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to sort of remember some of the vocabulary. So I can sort of read some of the newspaper, but that's about as good.
But it's nice to just try and to just show an effort to speak to people in their native language.
Well, when I go over there, one of my objectives is to become much better speaking. And I thought, if I'm staying there for months at a time, I damn well have got to learn the language to speak it, even if I find it hard to pick up.
Yeah, and I think you will, though. I think being surrounded by it and there for longer periods of time, it's different than a short holiday. You will. You'll pick it up more. What was your book called, did you say? Talk Yourself Around Europe?
No, Talk Your Way Around Europe.
Talk your way around Europe. Well, fantastic. I will keep an eye out for it. My final question, which I ask everyone, is if you were going to give some advice to someone thinking about purchasing in Spain, or at the age of 88, if you were just going to give some life advice, I'm quite interested. what would you say to people?
I'd say, first of all, get on with it. Don't hang around like I have for years.
Mm.
And be decisive. Decide roughly what type of place you want in advance. If finance is a problem, then you've got to set a budget. But in my case, I didn't need to, because I could pay whatever the price was. So, but I knew that I wanted somewhere which had three bedrooms, so my children could stay, and my grandchildren. And possibly I might go over there and stay with them. You know, either one or the other of my children,
yeah,
and grandchildren.
And just having those options, giving yourself that kind of, that possibility.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Sean, so much for chatting to me today. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Pleasure to speak to you.
And fingers crossed, you will make it over there really soon. Once lockdown has lifted, you'll be on your way. But have a lovely day, Sean, and thanks again for chatting.
Good to speak to you. Bye.
Thank you for listening. And thanks to Sean for sharing his experiences. Impressive decision-making skills, I think you'll agree. And I love that there's an 88-year age gap between the oldest and the youngest getting to enjoy Villaricos. Remember, if you like what you've heard, you can search this agent's properties and more on Quiero.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. This podcast was produced by Quiero.com, and our mission is to connect you with estate agents and properties throughout Spain. Whether your dream home is a rustic farmhouse surrounded by olive groves or a lock-up-and-leave apartment on the seafront, you'll find everything you need at Quiero.com. We love hearing how these podcast episodes have helped you find your dream home in Spain. Please do continue to share your feedback with us. And if you've enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate you taking the time to review and rate our podcast on iTunes or your preferred podcast listening app. Your feedback, reviews, and ratings help us reach and connect more people with their dream home in Spain. And whenever you're ready, here are four ways we can help you. Ask a question by emailing beth@quiero.com. We'll try and answer them all in an upcoming Q&A episode. Get a location guide by emailing beth@quiero.com. We'll reply with the latest data and information on the areas you're interested in. Calculate your budget. Simply visit quiero.com/budget, enter two numbers and you're done. Be our guest. If you've already purchased your home in Spain, we would love for you to share your story on the podcast. Just email beth@quiero.com and we'll take it from there. Tune in next time when I catch up with Thomas from Dorset, whose aim was to live in Spain whilst continuing to work. Find out how this went when he purchased a villa in Montepego. I'm Beth Davison, and you've been listening to the Quiero.com Spanish Property Podcast. I'll see you next time.